Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Eclipse across America. The Vatican rejects transgender treatments. One in three adults prefer this over people. And a new survey ranks the most intoxicated states in the country. That's all coming up. Then my message of the day about Israel and Hamas and Biden's betrayal of Israel. But first, millions of Americans watched the solar eclipse yesterday afternoon. The celestial event could be seen from Dallas, Texas, all the way to Montreal, Canada. People celebrating this rare phenomenon with rooftop parties in Manhattan, all-day raves in Little Rock, special cruises in Lake Erie, restaurants in Buffalo, New York, gave out totality wings to mark the occasion. If you missed it, like I did, because I just forgot for like the 10 minutes it was happening where I live, the next North American eclipse happens in 2045. The Catholic Church declaring so-called gender-affirming surgeries a grave violation of human dignity. The Vatican officially designated the procedure on par with abortion and euthanasia. The Pope's office released a 20-page document on the issue. According to the report, quote, it follows that any sex change intervention, as a rule, risks threatening the unique dignity the person has received from the moment of conception. Biological sex and gender can be distinguished, but cannot be separated. A new survey from OnePoll finds a third of Americans would choose the family pet over their spouse. That's a problem. Another 31% say losing a pet is worse than the death of a family member. Half of dog owners take the pooch on daily errands. 40% bring them to restaurants. 35% on airplanes. It wasn't long ago when that was unheard of, a dog on an airplane. They used to put them underneath. The average person spends $5,000 every year on the family pet, mostly on food and toys. A report from the Alcohol Consumption Institute ranks the most intoxicated states in the country. Here is the top five: Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, North Dakota, and number one, Wisconsin. 31% of adults in the Badger State consume 15 drinks between Friday and Sunday. Hold on, 31% have 15 drinks just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? More than a third of driving deaths in Wisconsin are alcohol-related. The most sober places in America are Maryland, Idaho, Oklahoma, and Utah. Coming up next on the message of the day, it doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to betray one of our greatest allies, like Biden is with Israel. That's next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Back in December, some IDF soldiers shot at who they thought were Hamas terrorists. They turned out to be hostages, fellow Israelis. And the IDF soldiers were distraught, of course. But then they got a letter from one of the victims' moms. And the letter said, "I am Yotam's mother. I wanted to tell you that I love you very much, and I hug you here from afar. I know that everything that happened is absolutely not your fault, and nobody's fault except that of Hamas. I want you to look after yourselves and to think all the time that you are doing the best thing in the world that could help us, because all the people of Israel and all of us need you healthy. And don't hesitate for a second if you see a terrorist. Don't think that you killed a hostage deliberately. You have to look after yourselves, because only that way can you look after us." It's pretty amazing to watch the Biden White House betray Israel right now in front of our eyes. But it makes sense when you know the left's framework for everything. To the left, there is no such thing as right or wrong. It's all oppressed versus oppressor. That's it. And Israel, the oppressors, no matter what is done to them, will always be the oppressor. And the Palestinians, the Gazans, even Hamas will always be oppressed no matter what they do. So all we've heard from this Biden White House and many Democrats across the country is ceasefire, ceasefire. And now the ceasefire isn't even connected to the releasing of hostages, which, by the way, there are still six Americans held hostage. At least for a while it was, hey, Hamas, release the hostages and then we can have a ceasefire. That's bad enough. Now it's just ceasefire. And now America has pressured Israel to retreat. Israel has stopped their forward operations. Now, they say it has nothing to do with American pressure, but the timing is suspect. But the main question is, you want to know, just for the sake of comparison, how Donald Trump would have handled this? He said the other day, "My advice to Israel, get it over with. They have to get it done. Get it over with fast. You have to get back to normalcy and peace. I'm not sure I'm loving the way they're doing it there, because you've got to have victory. You have to have victory, and it's taking a long time." He says Hamas is winning the PR war, and that's absolutely true. And Biden's White House is playing a major role in that. So here's the main question. Why do so many on the left hate Israel? And the real root of it, it's not just a nod to Muslim voters in Michigan, although that's worth talking more about. That's a thing. And it's another thing to feel really good about yourself, because you're standing with the oppressed and look how nice I am. That's what the Biden administration did with the Houthis in Yemen. Trump declared them a terrorist organization. Biden, one of the first things he did was take them off the terror list, because that was mean and it hurt the innocent people in Yemen. So they took them off the terror list, and now no ships can pass through the Red Sea. So thanks a lot for that, Joe Biden. Well done. The real reason why so many on the left hate Israel is because they hate the values that America and Israel stand for: life, success, and God. See that mother, that amazing woman? That's supernatural forgiveness. And coupled with the love of God and country, a crystal clear focus on what's good and proper and true. And many on the left just can't stand it. And they'll rather stand with the oppressed, even at the expense of the good. Something you might not know. Coming up next.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Japan is really clean. So Jimmy Kimmel got back from a week in Japan, and he started off his show when he returned that it's really clean over there and we're a bunch of slobs. He says, after traveling to Japan, I realized that this place, this USA we're always chanting about, is a filthy and disgusting place. Not only did I not encounter a single dirty bathroom, the bathrooms in Tokyo and Kyoto are cleaner than our operating rooms here. And he went on for over a minute. It's like, yeah, man, we should examine why it's so clean in Japan and not clean here. It's culture. We get stuck on race in this country. It's not about race. Nothing's about race. It's culture. Different peoples have different cultures. Different groups of people have different cultural values. And one of the cultural values in Japan is cleanliness. In World Cup games, the Japanese fan sections are always spotless when the fans leave. The players leave their dressing room in immaculate condition. They teach from a young age, you pick up after yourself. It's part of the routine in a school day, is you're always cleaning or ideally not making a mess in the first place. I'm reminded of when we hosted tea party rallies back in the day, and we'd have a tea party event in the park, and the parks would be cleaner than when we got there. And we would compare that to the Occupy Wall Street rallies, which left their occupied places condemned. So it's just different cultural values. And in Japan, they also have a culture of excellence in the little things. And all these add up. I think it would be wonderful if we assessed the aspects of our culture that are doing great and the aspects of our culture in America that are not doing so swell. Now, if I can make one note here, if Jimmy Kimmel said that Americans litter or Americans are dirty, that's no problem, the ugly American. But if he said, I noticed that a lot of Venezuelan illegal immigrants are littering. Ooh, that's racist. If he said black people litter, ooh, big problem. But if he said poor white people litter, no problem at all. In fact, laughter and applause. If I say that there are certain people coming from different parts of the world that don't put a similar value on cleanliness that the Japanese do, then I'm very racist. That's very bad. Canceled in Scotland. I might be arrested. But it's not about race. It never is. It's always about culture. Now, the good news is about culture, you can change it. You can change the culture of your home. You can change the culture of your country. I think it's pretty easy to look around right now and say, this isn't going great, actually. Maybe we need to examine ourselves and get our culture back to what made us the greatest country in the world in the first place. More coming up.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Thank you for listening. Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in. Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.